It's Thursday, September 12th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. What a show we have for you today, folks. We're joined in the third hour by Leonardo Joni, comedian, expert at getting kicked off the internet. We're going to talk to her about a revelation she's uncovered. I'm not even joking. It's actually a pretty big deal, and it's information we will be breaking with her. So stay tuned for that. We'll take your calls throughout the second hour. I have so many videos to show you, and I'm going to try not to blow my top today, because good Lord. I mean, all right, we'll just get into it. Everything is insane. The story about the Haitians eating cats continues to just dominate my Twitter feed. I have so many videos of it, including many, many videos of Haitian people or people who have been to Haiti or people that are related to Haitians being like, no, you guys, they eat cats. Like, this is just a regular thing. Kind of like the article we showed you from 2019 celebrating the Haitians' eating of cats as a voodoo ritual on Christmas Eve. Nobody can Google, I guess. Nobody out there has the ability to type into Google, do Haitians eat cats, and determine whether or not this is true. It's true. It's what they do. We'll get into it. We have lots of videos, lots of stories, lots of world wars are breaking out all over the place. We'll get into all of it and more. We'll begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Thursday, the 12th of September, 2024. Issues with USPS could cause problems in November election. Election officials warn the problems with the U.S. Postal Service could cause problems in the November election. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, what an unexpected development. I guess maybe we shouldn't send ballots through the mail. Sorry, I told you I wasn't going to. It's just everything is so dumb. Everything is so easily fixable. We just have to deal with a continual stream of manufactured problems. U.S. Postal Service will play a large role in the upcoming election, but potentially not a good one, state and local election officials suggested in a letter on Wednesday. The letter from the National Association of Secretaries of State and National Association of Election Directors warned that problems with the Postal Service might disenfranchise voters in the upcoming election. Well, how could that be? I was under the impression that mail-in ballots were just as, if not more secure than normal, regular, legal ballots. But hey, what do I know? If I had to make a prediction, if I had to gaze into my crystal ball, I'm going to guess that the U.S. Postal Service is going to have problems in five certain swing states that are all going to flip to Biden in the middle of the night. I can see the future because I can see the past. We'll get more into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, this is an interesting development. I didn't even cover this story yesterday because I didn't think it was a thing, but now I'm not so sure. Wireless audio earring company responds to rumors Kamala Harris wore earpiece during presidential debate. A wireless audio earring company responded to rumors that spread that Kamala Harris wore an earpiece during Tuesday's night presidential debate against Trump. Social media users posted photos of Nova audio earrings next to a screenshot of Kamala Harris's earrings and suggested that she could have been used. It could have been used as an earpiece. Basically, it's these earrings. They look like, you know, stylish earrings, but they actually have little speakers in them, and they're, you know, an alternative to headphones or earbuds. And the German-based company actually responded to this, and this is the striking part. This is the strange part about this, because I'd heard this story, and my interpretation was like, look, if they wanted to have an earpiece for Kamala, it wouldn't be something that you could see. They have, I mean, they have like transcranial earphones that just like send vibrations through your head. They have, you know, earpieces that just completely disappear inside your ear. I don't think she would wear something that was ostentatiously displayed on her ear. That was my interpretation. And so when you see this headline, wireless audio ear come, you know, you expect like this is a conspiracy theory and how dare. But here's actually their response. The German-based company responded to the request by saying, quote, the resemblance is striking. the company told Just the News. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Interesting. Interesting. And I think maybe what is happening here is they're like, maybe the vice president is wearing our earrings. Maybe you want to get a pair as well. Maybe they're a good product that you should purchase. I think maybe they're just taking advantage of this to try to sell some earrings. But they say, we do not know whether Ms. Harris wore one of our products. The resemblance is striking. And while our product was not specifically developed for use at presidential debates, it is nonetheless suited for it, said Malte Iverson, managing director at Ice Batch Sound. To ensure a level playing field for both candidates, we're currently developing a male version and should soon offer it to the Trump campaign. The choice of color is a bit challenging, though. Orange does not go well with a lot of colors. That's pretty funny. I don't know. That is pretty funny to me. So, you know, they don't deny it. They say, yeah, that does look like one of ours, actually. So maybe she was cheating. Meanwhile, US-UK pledge almost $1.5 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. We'll get back into this story a little bit later, as I think I want to do a little jaunt around the world, a little World War III overview, and talk about Israel and Ukraine, just to remind everybody of the timelines that got us to where we are now, and the series of false flags, coups, deep state undercover operations that have brought us to the precipice of nuclear annihilation. Just to remind ourselves of how utterly asinine, insane, and deranged our entire geopolitical reality is right now. But in the meantime, we're still paying out of our noses for it. The United States and Britain pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine on Wednesday during a visit to Kyiv by their top diplomats as Ukraine officials renewed their pleas to use Western-provided missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. Anthony Blinken announced more than $700 million in humanitarian aid, while British Foreign Secretary David Lammy confirmed his country would provide another $782 million in assistance and loan guarantees. This becomes extra insulting when we'll combine it with a story a little bit later about the UK basically cutting off the heat for their elderly people in this winter weather because they can't afford it. We'll get into that a little bit later as well. Meanwhile, a new statistical report by the CDC shows a 3% decrease in U.S. birth rates. The CDC released new data that shows in 2023 the number of women giving birth went down, and health experts said the U.S. is experiencing historically low numbers. But that's fine, because it turns out there's an infinite number of Haitians to take their places. Don't worry, folks. The die-out is real. The genocide is nearly complete, and the infinite number of third worlders are eagerly awaiting your children's place in history. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us on the air. By the way, I don't really know the details. I know Alex put out a video. I wasn't able to watch it this morning, didn't have time. But I guess we're giving a truck away. But let me tell you, folks, the truck is in the parking lot, and it's a beauty. So I don't know what you have to do to win it, but I'm going to try to cheat. I'm going to try to win it with everything I've got. Again, I'm not even sure what you do. Go to Alex Jones's Twitter, at RealAlexJones, put up a video about how to win this truck. Again, I didn't watch. Well, I'm a little unprepared for this sales pitch, I guess.
You can go to the Alex Jones store.
You can go to the Alex Jones store.
.com. And buy apparel and buy knives. Apparel and get knives. Entered 5 to 10 times each purchase.
Are you on the air while you're saying this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right,
it's a raffle of the most badass truck ever made.
It is, seriously. I was like walking through the parking lot and I like stopped. My jaw dropped and I was like, whoa, my God.
They could eat a Cybertruck for dinner.
It is really an impressive machine. I mean, you can just tell just walking by it. It's like intimidating. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Enter to win. I think I'll be attempting to win this. I have some stuff I need to run over, and that'll get the job done. We have a lot of videos to show you. A bizarre video from yesterday that I thought was fake at first, but I guess it's real, of Joe Biden putting on a MAGA hat. Now, this is interesting, and there's been a lot of speculation about Biden since he was unceremoniously chucked out of his party and removed from his candidacy as president. And one thing that we've noticed, and we talked about this with Lebanon John on Moonbase, we're speculating because it seems like the deep state operations have gotten a little bit more efficient, a little bit more dialed in recently. And we were wondering, you know, maybe that has something to do with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden does seem like he likes to be in charge. He seems like he likes being the boss and likes, you know, having things his way. And it seems like when they ousted him from his, you know, reelection campaign, he literally just went to the beach and was just like, all right, whatever, you guys are in charge now. And so I wonder if, like, for the past 3 years, all the deep state machinations have had Joe Biden, like, interfering somehow. I'm sure people have had this with bosses or even family members where it's like they have to, you know, they can't just let you do something. They have to, like, get involved somehow. They have to do something to make it seem like they're involved. And it seems like that's kind of the style Biden is. So, like, I'm sure the deep state had to brief him on some of their operations, and you'd have to make some sort of change. It's kind of like the story of the Medicis, where we're asking Michelangelo to do a carving, and the lead Medici, he had to come up with something for his own ego. He had to, you know, put his own mark on. He said, the nose is too big. You have to change the nose. And the story is Michelangelo took some powder, went up, pretended to hammer at the nose, dropped some of the powder to make it look like he was carving, stepped back, and the Medici was like, yes, now it's perfect, right? Nothing had actually changed. But they need to feel like they've had an impact, like they've made some suggestion that's been, you know, that's made things better. So, you know, they can take credit for whatever it is. That's sort of the vibe I get from Biden. So maybe since he was ousted and basically retired, now we basically don't have a president, maybe the deep state is just, you know, dialed in. The professionals are at work. They're just doing what they need to without any interference from Papa Joe, and they're getting things done. But it seems like he's pissed. And during the debate, it was one of the sort of underreported things Donald Trump dropped when he pointed at Kamala Harris and says, I'll tell you one thing, Joe Biden hates her. He hates this woman, which is very funny. And now Joe Biden is putting on a MAGA hat, which is interesting. Let's go to, I think we have the full clip here. It's about a minute, 22 seconds, where you get the whole conversation and everything. Clip number 10. Here's the full exchange of the incident leading up to Joe Biden putting on a Trump 2024 hat, a legitimate positive step for unity in this country. I actually love this. Let's watch.
Trump, I'll give you my presidential hat. Presidential seal on it.
You want to autograph it?
Oh, sure, I'll autograph
it.
Huh? Yeah.
You remember your name?
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
You're an old fart. You're an old fart.
Yeah, I know,
you're
man.
An
I'm an old guy.
And you're an old
fart,
right?
I know you would know about that.
What?
I'll be an old.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I'm a young timer.
You know, he reminds me of the guys I grew up with. There was always one in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm the only one.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name. Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You said you would do a selfie. There he goes.
Got him, folks. Arrest this man. He's a MAGA extremist.
Hey, I'm proud of you now.
He's calm. He's relaxed. He's in his zone. He's being funny. Who's this Joe Biden?
Thank you.
They're good. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hope you like the pizza. You guys pick the best again. I don't know where it's
I guess, I don't know if... I didn't hear it in that clip, but apparently he said, remember, don't eat cats and dogs. He's talking about eating pizza. Yeah, it turns out when you get to spend half of your time laying on the beach like a dead whale, he's relaxed, he's feeling good, he's vibing with the community, he's bringing people together. Where's this Joe Biden been for the last 4 years? Okay, so this Joe Biden is putting on a MAGA hat, putting on a Trump 2024 hat. joking with people. Yeah, I'm old. I'm an old man. You know something about that, don't you, old timer? Like, compare that to standing in front of a blood red wall going, MAGA extremists are tearing this country down. Ultra extremist MAGA terrorist white supremacists will be rooted out and murdered. Like, what's going on here? Was he just playing a part? Was he just doing as instructed that whole time? And now that they've given him up, he's just like, oh, I get to be a nice person now? Or is it all a fraud? Like, what exactly is happening here? I don't know. All I know is Joe Biden is now on terrorist watch lists across the nation. He is on the no-fly list now. He just got kicked off of Twitter as well. How dare he put on a Trump hat? It's so crazy. It's like, you know, you probably would have gotten elected if you'd just been like this for the last 4 years. I don't even know what to make of this. What is going on? I don't know. I think Biden is just retired. I think he's just now retired completely, and he can just be a normal person now and isn't going out of his way to demonize and vilify his political opponents. And when asked about this, you know, he's like, yeah, it was a symbol of unity. And it's like, oh, really? Unity with the ultra MAGA terrorists that you're sending the FBI after on a daily basis? Interesting. Like, you know where the disunity is coming from. You know where the divisiveness is coming from. The fact that Joe Biden putting on a MAGA hat is like headline news and like a shocking thing is because the Democrats are evil, divisive scumbags 99.9% of the time. You would never see anything like this without some extenuating, incredibly rare circumstance like the one we're in now, where the sitting president is a egotistical, corrupt old coot that just got ousted by his party and is beyond a lame duck. He's like a Haitian duck. He's like one of the ducks that the Haitians took on. He's dead. He's a dead, skinned, feathered, plucked duck that is just wasting time now, just wasting time, twiddling his thumbs, letting the deep state run the world into the ground. Incredible, isn't it? We have a lot of other videos to get to. While we're on the topic of Biden, let's go to this Project Veritas video. It's a new Project Veritas video. I guess it's another thing I didn't quite expect. It was, you know, pretty upsetting when Project Veritas kicked out James O'Keefe in that really absurd coup they pulled. But since then, it's just doubled Project Veritas's power. Now James O'Keefe and O'Keefe Media Group is coming up with bombshell undercover investigations showing Google rigging the election and, you know, the DOJ bragging about – not bragging, but talking about how the entire Trump prosecution is political and not based off of reality. And now you've got Project Veritas coming out with videos. They've like honestly doubled their output, and it's been really amazing. We'll go quickly. We won't see the whole thing here, but this is clip number 6. Project Veritas investigation showing an immigration official explaining that Biden has the authority to stop illegal immigration at any time, and the current influx, the flood, the invasion happening is, of course, a total choice. Let's watch.
Why don't they just close the border? That's my question.
I personally think Biden has the power to do that. The refugee and asylum stuff is a mess. There's the backlog for asylum is so bad because there's so much immigration, more immigration than there was 20 years ago.
What's the percentage of cases that you see come across that get deported?
Not many. Out of all the ones I've seen so far, they have all been asylum approvals.
Deportation's good. But a Democrat appointee couldn't say that because it does not. Why?
But it's a reporting platform.
And who made the party platform is my question.
Whoever gives the most money to the Democratic Party. And we're completely controlled by the special interests above us.
I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
And we're completely controlled by the special interests above us.
So you work with the DHS officers?
Yeah, they're actually called immigration.
Immigration officers.
Yeah, and they're under U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. Mm. So U.S. Citizenship and Immigration is like the benefits agency for immigrants.
I don't know if we need an undercover video to show this, like so many other undercover videos that have come out. I mean, they're bombshell. They're good to have. They're solid evidence supporting what we've been saying the entire time. But it's weird to have somebody be like, yeah, Biden has the ability to stop illegal immigration. Yeah. What? A doctor has the ability to write prescriptions? The police have the ability to arrest criminals? Obviously, he has the ability to stop this. This is obvious. But he says, you know, obviously the special interests are the ones pulling the strings, controlling the Democratic Party. We may have some insight into why they're so desperate to allow the so-called asylum program to continue unabated. We'll go down to clip number 14. Here's Charlie Kirk talking to a missionary that goes to Mexico, and here's from the cartels themselves who their partners in the U.S. are. Let's watch.
I come from a missionary family to Mexico, and we were with cartel members, and we see them convert to Christianity, saying how they traffic thousands and thousands of children, yeah, specifically to Democratic politicians, and they're they actually said the biggest client for their product is the U.S. government. And that actually exploded under the Biden administration.
Wait, so the cartels were telling your family they
directly in prison.
They were trafficking kids to Democrats?
Yes.
So it's legit. Cartels are trafficking, yes, kids as sex slaves for Democrats?
Yes.
Is this modern day slavery?
Yes, they are.
So monthly. Just to give some detail for the audience.
Yes, sir.
You have an 11-year-old girl.
Yes.
What do they do with that girl?
They actually have to hide her. We were in Coahuila, which is where the setas were at. They just got eliminated, but they were the biggest traffickers. They actually kind of began to dismantle under the Trump presidency, even for the Mexican government. But the biggest that we know people that had to leave states, hide them, literally take them, like just completely.
And these girls become prostitutes 100%. At 12 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Parents have sold their kids into it just to survive.
So when you hear that 320,000 kids have gone missing under Kamala Harris.
100% accurate. We see thousands and thousands of migrants on top of trains coming across, just destroying everything across the path.
Do they mean America well or harm?
Absolutely harm.
So the cartel works with the American government
100%. So
to bring these kids as sex slaves. Yeah.
Yes.
This is not a joke, everybody.
This is not.
We've been saying this for a long time.
You guys can go.
It's the largest sex slave trade in the world history.
100%.
And Kamala Harris is overseeing it and co-signing it.
Just absolutely insane criminality happening in our country to a really disgusting degree. And we'll get back into the asylum system, the refugee system, the full-on genocidal invasion of the United States. Now, Haiti is the, you know, thing to talk about, but it's everyone from everywhere. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.